Between COVID, two strains of influenza and monkeypox, you could be forgiven for feeling like there's more infectious diseases to worry about now than this time last year. Now, while it looks like the latest COVID wave has peaked, monkeypox is continuing to spread globally, with the US declaring it a public health emergency. Australians most at risk from monkeypox will be able to get a newer vaccine from today. With us to discuss this and more is physician and journalist Dr. Norman Swan. Welcome to Breakfast, Norman. The Federal Health Minister Mark Butler said last week that we could be through the peak of the latest COVID wave. Are we getting to that stage?
If you look at the running daily and weekly averages, it looks as though the peak was maybe about 7 or 8 days ago in most states. New South Wales has about 50% more daily cases as a percentage of the population than other states, and is not doing well. And they're not as convincingly showing a decline, but the other states are, and it's likely that New South Wales will just be on a bit of a lag there. Yeah, so the good news is that there seems to be a fairly convincing fall off when you look at the national average.
And this wave has largely been driven by the Omicron subvariant BA4 and BA5, but now there is another one to look out for. What is it, BA2.75? What do we know about this one so far?
This is the one that was nicknamed Centaurus.
Oh, yeah.
Look, it's mostly in India, although there are lots of countries around the world where it's been reported, including Australia. It looks as though it's a bit more infectious. It doesn't at this stage. I mean, you and I have spoken about this so often over the last 2 years or so. It's we learn that you don't speak too soon about these variants. You've just got to see the way they evolve. But this is not one that you would necessarily stay up at night over. It doesn't seem to be more virulent. It is more immune evasive. There are curious things about this one where previous versions of Omicron might be a bit more resistant to some of the monoclonal antibodies they're using to treat. This one seems to be, just because of its random mutations, it just seems to be a bit more vulnerable to the commonest monoclonal used in Australia, sotrovimab. But again, if it does take over from BA5 and we get increased numbers again, then there will be more people flowing through, because I just want to emphasise here, still only 71% of Australians eligible for a third dose have had it. That means there are 5 million Australians, forget fourth dose, who haven't even had their third dose, which means they're getting very, very vulnerable to both infection and increasing the likelihood of troublesome disease. Although the vaccine is holding out, but with time, the protection against severe disease does decline a little. So people really do need to go out and get their third dose, and if eligible, their fourth.
Now, onto a different virus from today. People at a greater risk from monkeypox will be able to access that newer vaccine, but it is in short supply. What is different about this vaccine compared to other smallpox vaccines?
So the Generation 1 and Generation 2 are live vaccines. They're against smallpox. And they are, and with well-tried production techniques, but also we haven't had smallpox around, so it's largely been in stock against unexpected outbreaks or bio warfare. This next generation is genetically engineered. It's not live, and therefore, it's also easier to give than the other one. The other one's a kind of scratch on the arm. This one is a proper injection over two doses, and much safer, because you can't. The second generation vaccine, which was the one we had, is not particularly safe in immunocompromised people, because the virus can multiply inside their bodies. So that's good news, but it's harder to scale up. Because it hasn't been needed in large quantities, I think we're getting the Scandinavian one, there's one in Japan, and it's just harder to scale up production. So there is a worldwide shortage at the moment, which should come, should start improving as the months go by. But apparently it's hard to just suddenly ramp it up.
And will this vaccine rollout be enough to stop the spread of the virus?
In Australia, we've got a good reputation. You know, the LGBTQI community is a coherent community in terms of health messaging, and the strategy is about vaccinating contacts. It's got a long incubation period, so you can vaccinate to prevent spread and development of the disease. There are antivirals. In theory, if you got enough vaccines into the population, you could control it in Australia if all cases were detected. But it's hard to know at this stage because it's tens of thousands of vaccines that you've got to give to really get this under control. The likelihood is that it will spread, but hopefully not terribly widely.
Just finally, speaking of vaccines that are available, on your program, The Health Report, you've discovered that the one we have for free for shingles isn't actually the best one. What's going on here?
Well, you may ask. So Zostavax, which is the one that's on the free list when you're over 70, is only about less than half as effective as the alternative vaccine, which is another one of these recombinant vaccines, which means it's genetically engineered, given as two doses. The one that replaces it is about 90% effective, lasts a long time, which is not true of the other one. It's a real problem because it's a problematic disease. The argument from the government is that they're kind of blaming the pharmaceutical companies, saying we haven't got the data yet, but the data are available. And the drug company, which we'll talk about tonight, is saying, well, we've got the data, why aren't you using it, is really the simplest way. But it is expensive. It's $300 or thereabouts for two doses. But it's something that really needs to be considered.
Absolutely. Dr. Swan, thank you. Speak to you later.
You're welcome, Patricia.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.